Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Bye, Skinky Podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
The president seemed to suggest that he is open to wiping out the Puerto Rican debt. Is that to be taken seriously on its face?
I wouldn't take it word for word with that. I talked to the president about this at some length yesterday as we flew home.
Wait a second. Just wait 1 second right here. Right over here. There's something you need to process here, okay? So the president is in Puerto Rico talking to Geraldo, who says, what are you going to do for these people? We had a Marshall Plan for, Europe. You got a Trump plan to rebuild this poor island. We're going to wipe out their debt is what, poor Goldman Sachs or whoever owns the debt. I don't even know. I bought my brother a drink to mock them, to tell them that you're a poor people and you should get used to being even poorer because you got debt. You got debt. You owe money. People could die. There's not much I could do about it. You owe money. You know what I mean? So then he says, you know what I'll do? I'm feeling good after my, toss into the paper towels. They caught it. They're good catchers. Let's do something for the good catchers. I'm going to wipe out their debt. Now, all of a sudden, Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, who was on this trip, he was there. He was sitting right freaking there. Why? No one knows. Babysitting him. I have no idea. But Chris Cuomo says, are we to take him at his word? I mean, this is the way you have to approach this president. Do we believe him today? Because he said some stuff. And, and Mick Mulvaney's answer is no. I wouldn't take him word for word. I wouldn't take his word to mean his word. I wouldn't, put any value in his word. I mean, check this out.
It seemed to suggest that he is open to wiping out the Puerto Rican debt. Is that to be taken seriously on its face?
I wouldn't take it word for word with that. I talked to the president about this at some length yesterday as we flew home on the on Air Force One.
I talked to him at some length. I said, what the F? What are you freaking kidding me over here?
And what we're focusing on right now is what you and I just talked about, which is the primary focus of the federal effort is to make sure the island is safe and that we're rebuilding the island. Dealing with the challenges that Puerto Rico had, the island is at least $72 billion in debt, 120 if you go by other counts, before the storm. We are going to focus our attention right now on rebuilding the island, repairing the island, making sure everybody is safe and that we get through this difficult times. We are not going to deal right now with those fundamental difficulties that Puerto Rico had before the storm. By the way, many folks have not talked about this yet, a lot of those issues are already dealt with through previous legislation called PROMESA. So the status of the bonds that you heard the president mention this morning are actually inside the bounds of the PROMESA proceedings right now. So those bonds are being dealt with, were being dealt with before the storm, will be dealt with after the storm through the PROMESA process. Our focus will be entirely on rebuilding the island, making sure people are safe and that Puerto Rico can get back on its feet.
Right. And look, I mean, the initial pushback when the president brought this up early on was, the amount of debt other than their available cash should have nothing to do with the earnest nature and the amount of investment in their recovery. But now, right. I just still have a question of, why did he say it? Why did he say we're going to get rid of the debt then?
Well, I think the president knows that in order for Puerto Rico long term to fix itself, it's going to have to deal with that debt situation. I think everybody agrees that the country was poorly, the territory was very poorly run for a very long time. Right now, they are paying their pension payments. The pension that comes due at the end of the month, they're paying out of their operating accounts. This was a very badly mismanaged island for a very long time. I don't think I'm making any news by saying that. And I think what you saw the president talking about was his acknowledgement that Puerto Rico is going to have to figure out a way to solve that debt problem in order to fix itself going forward. We can help it, and we will help it. We will help Puerto Rico rebuild from the storm. Puerto Rico is going to have to figure out how to fix the errors that it's made for the last generation on its own finances.
Do we take the president at his word? No, we don't. Then the business news networks went at it, right?
Well, you know, the president last night in this interview with Fox News said that the Puerto Rico debt should be wiped out. And Mick Mulvaney, the OMB director, was very clear today that what the president did not mean by that was he did not mean a bailout for Puerto Rican debt. He said that the Trump administration, the federal government, is going to be very active in helping with the storm recovery. But when it comes to the debt, the bonds, you know, that needs to go through the PROMESA process that Congress started up on more than a year ago.
He never said that. He said, yeah, well, you know, Goldman Sachs, you're going to have to say goodbye to that money. It isn't Goldman Sachs, it's bondholders. And Mick Mulvaney knows that. And so he says, well, you can't take the president at his word because, as we all know, the president of the United States does not speak for the president of the United States. He doesn't speak for the administration. He speaks for his ass. That is just a small little sampling of what happens when you actually look at what the president promises, what the president says, and whether or not the president means what he says, and whether or not the president even understands what he's saying, and whether or not the president's administration will let the president do anything that the president wants to do. Now, I got to imagine that John Kelly was like weighing whether or not to pull him back from throwing paper towels at Puerto Ricans after a freaking major, major storm. Here, clean up. Here's some paper towels. I mean, unbelievable. The optics of that was so freaking cringeworthy. It was probably the most cringeworthy presidential PR thing ever. And that includes people falling off stages when they're flipping pancakes. Remember Bob Dole? Just Bob Dole can flip pancakes. Watch Bob Dole. And then he fell off the stage. Do you know what I mean? But that's not stupidity. It's just bad balance. This is unbelievable, repetitive stupidity that some people here in this country seem to not give a rat's ass about. And that you can't take the president at his word, which they knew. See, the Trumpanzees, they knew they couldn't take him at his word, because when it became very obvious that you couldn't take him at his word, they were saying things to me like, well, you know, you want to take him literally. Yeah, I want the president's word to be something that you can rely on, if you mean that. Well, you can't. Duh. We don't really think Mexico's going to pay for the wall. We just like hearing the racist crap. That was apparently what they were telling us. I mean, they were saying, we never thought Mexico would pay for that wall. We just like hearing that Mexicans are rapists. So shut up. That's what we enjoy. You enjoy, you know, cooking. That's how bizarre it's gotten, okay? Then Mick Mulvaney starts accusing Chris Cuomo of delivering fake news. Now, the president has just delivered fake news to the island of Puerto Rico, right? On his way out the door. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Well, his ass was doing the talking anyway, so he stood there and said, yeah, well, we're going to forgive the debt. Now, everybody in the business community, everybody from Bloomberg to, you know, I think Fox has some business network that no one watches with, you know, I just think I tune in every now and then to see if Lou Dobbs is still alive and if he's still dyeing his hair and if he's still wearing that same nappy little pinstripe suit. He is on all three. But Mick Mulvaney starts accusing CNN of fake news reporting because CNN is reporting the need in Puerto Rico for real. I mean, the people, the reporters on the ground for CNN have been in communities that the president didn't dare set a toe in. I mean, the president did not leave a very wealthy neighborhood in San Juan yesterday. He never left. Okay, he went to an Air National Guard station in a very wealthy neighborhood of San Juan. And then he went back to, his plane. I mean, that is what he did. He did a little dog and pony show, 17-minute photo op, which all of it was filmed. There were no private meetings. There were no discussions with first responders. There were no discussions with local mayors. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay? So Mick Mulvaney is accusing CNN because CNN is reporting that 95% of the island is still in the dark. And he says you don't need any stinking flashlight. And he said it. He said it. Look, flashlights. Flashlights.
Flashlights. You don't need them anymore.
You don't need them anymore. He's handing out flashlights and saying, you don't need them anymore. You don't need them anymore. It's like some sort of a snake oil salesman saying, you know, you're cured. I laid hands upon ye. Now you can walk, you know, and the person stands up for like a brief moment in the rush of adrenaline, you know, and they go, say I healed ye. Now give me money. I mean, it's unbelievable what he did there. But okay, so this takes my breath away. Mick Mulvaney then accuses CNN, Chris Cuomo, this morning of fake news reporting.
What is fake in our reporting about the depth of despair and the need for better relief?
Sure. I thanks for that question. I think that the frustration that the president and many of us in the administration sort of have on the way the news coverage has handled this is that all y'all show is the bad stuff.
We spent
several hours on the island yesterday afternoon, got a chance, for example, to get briefs by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the folks working on the electrical grid, on the work that they are doing, on everything that is going right. And by the way, some of the efforts down there are absolutely fantastic. There's more than 10,000 federal workers on the island right now. We met with mayors of
10,000, that's including the 7,200 that live in Puerto Rico, okay? They sent 4,000 people. And by the way, you know, after the earthquake in Haiti, which couldn't be predicted, okay, you can't predict an earthquake, there were 20,000 troops on the ground within 24 hours, by dawn, okay? This is almost what, we're well into almost 2 weeks. Almost this weekend, 2 weeks, okay?
Large and small towns, there's a lot of good things happening. I think the president's frustration, our frustration as an administration, is that the media seems to only want to focus on the bad things. And
so why didn't you take a camera crew into the smaller towns? Why didn't you leave San Juan? Why didn't you go just 30 minutes outside of the city? Why didn't you go into some of the rural communities? Why didn't you go into some of the suburbs of San Juan? Why did you leave an hour early? If there was so much good to see and you're frustrated, how come you didn't bring your own photographers, your own camera people, and photograph all the grateful people that are living without electricity, without any supplies to this minute being delivered to them? Why didn't you fly in on a C-17 and drop pallets of water and batteries and flashlights and lanterns and food and meals ready to eat? Why didn't you just drop pallets? Why didn't you make a big show of it, huh? If there's so much good news that the news media is missing,
not show both sides of the story. I think that's a fair frustration to have.
There's both sides to suffering.
But Mick, it just sounds so self-serving to me. I was there, as you know. What two sides to the story?
Really?
It's not a controversy. You're not in opposition to the people of Puerto Rico. The need is real. The distress is real. We are right. Showing the efforts. We're there with the first responders. Because of the rhetoric out of this White House, we spent a lot of our time talking to first responders who were saying, why do you say we're not working? Why do you say that we're not down here to help? Nobody has reported that, Mick, and it's dangerous to do that. Not only is it a distraction,
no, it's not
self-serving
dangerous.
Politically,
let me answer your question.
Believe the need, yeah. Mick, but I want to make sure the context is right. The need is real. That's not just the bad stuff. It's the reality, Mick.
These people are just so into shoring up their own reputations, their own curriculum vitae's. Their own bona fides, their own, we can ignore them, but we could also claim victory at the same time. That's why they see everything as us and them. And the us is the cabinet around Donald Trump and Donald Trump himself and his family. And the them is everybody else. You, me, everybody else, Houston, the people that have no cars in Houston where you don't see any efforts being made to make those people whole. You know, I mean, where are the FEMA people, giving out the checks? Where are the FEMA people filing the claims that people have so that they can rebuild? Where is the plan for the grid? But everything that is reported that is real, everything that is reported that is documented with actual photographic evidence, with videotape, everything that's real is fake, and only Donald Trump's A-plus is real. Go to RandyRhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.